This is America Weekend, a new kind of radio because life doesn't stop on the weekends. I am Paul Harris. Until last night, the most devastating documentary I had ever seen about life in a coal mining town was Barbara Koppel's classic documentary, Harlan County, USA. But now I have to put Sean Dunn's Oxiana up there with it. It is a different story. It is not about the labor strife of coal miners trying to get the UMW into their town against a big mining company to make their lives worthwhile. This is about people in a coal mining town who are battling something else. Addiction. Addiction to a drug that is not heroin, that is not cocaine, that is not methamphetamine, that is not illegal. It's a drug called OxyContin. Normally prescribed to lots and lots of people in this country who are in pain. But in the town of Oceana, West Virginia, the town has been nicknamed Oxiana because so many people there are hooked on OxyContin. Sean Dunn, the director, joins me now. Welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
What turned you on to this story?
You know, a few things. I watched my dad struggle with prescription pill abuse for the better part of 10 years when I was growing up. And, you know, so it was something that was always kind of a personal thing for me. And, you know, I actually just was on a road trip and came across Wyoming County, West Virginia, and saw some of the stuff that was going on there, started to speak to people and started to hear, you know, the same kind of harrowing stories of struggle and drug abuse over and over. So we decided to go back with our cameras and let the addicts speak for themselves.
You really got people to open up to tell you these stories. I mean, there's not a lot of remorse from the people who are selling the pills, and there's a lot of openness from the people who are taking these pills. That reflects on you as a filmmaker, but I wonder if there were people who you encountered in that town who didn't want you to tell the story at all.
Yeah, I mean, of course, when we went down there, we understood how sensitive of a subject it was. And, you know, we did our best to try to be there for people if they wanted to speak to it. And a lot of people did. And I think the openness and honesty that you're seeing really was a reflection of how bad things have gotten down there and how badly they needed to have their story told than anything I did.
Share with my audience how bad the addiction to OxyContin became for some of these people.
I mean, it rules their life. You know, there's people in this film who've lost everything. There's people in this film who have lost their entire family. You know, there's one guy in the film who talks about how he came home one day and his father had killed himself, his brother, and his mother over pills. And he would have killed him had he been there. So probably, or hands down, the most heartbreaking things I've ever heard or witnessed in my life.
I was amazed at some of the young women who were open about what they were willing to do, including, you know, oral sex for $5 with anybody who had any kind of money because they desperately needed to get cash together. And one young woman, I call her a young woman, even though the effect of the drugs has not kept her looking youthful at all.
Yeah.
She looks many years older than she seems. And she talked about how her habit was costing her $600 to $800 a day.
Yeah, I mean, these are people that don't have jobs. So, you know, you could put two and two together where that money's coming from, and it's from crime and prostitution. And that's the underground economy that sprung up around this drug. It's really unfortunate.
Here's the part I don't understand, Sean. People in that town overwhelmingly addicted to OxyContin. So who are they stealing from?
Well, I mean, there is still a coal mining industry that's going on in southern West Virginia. So there is still money being pumped into the area. Those coal mining jobs pay really well. And there's a big divide down there between people that are in Oceana and then the people that are in Oxiana, which to me are two very different things. One is kind of this fleeting idea of a mythical drug place, and the other is a town full of hardworking people. And, you know, there's a lot of coal miners and there's a lot of money. And, you know, I think that they're robbing from each other.
Why haven't the people in that second group, the hardworking people who are actually becoming the victims of the crime, why aren't they doing something about this?
I think, you know, as an outsider, it seemed like there was a lot of shame associated with the whole thing. And like I said, the divide between the people who aren't using and abusing these drugs and the people that are is huge. And this film was really kind of meant to kind of show some humanity in the addicts and put a face on addiction and have some compassion and hopefully bridge that gap a little bit, because that's where the solutions are going to start when those two groups can kind of open up a dialogue to each other.
Yeah. It would also seem it would help if they could get a treatment clinic in there. Has there been any attempt to help these people on that level?
No, there really isn't. I mean, there's a few faith-based organizations down there that are there to help people should they need it, but nothing in, you know, medically to help these people out. It's a really dangerous thing to kick opiates, and they don't have any help really anywhere within an hour at least. So, and you know, these are people that don't have any money. They don't have a job. They don't have a home. They don't even have a car. So how are they supposed to get to treatment facilities that are hours upon hours away? It's just not realistic. So,
Yeah. You
know, we need to get some more help down there.
One of the scenes that knocked me back in my chair was the frankness of one of these dealers, a guy who gets his hand on hundreds and hundreds of pills at a time, because there is apparently a doctor in Washington, D.C., which is probably a couple of hours away from where they are in West Virginia, who you pay him enough and he'll write you a script and get you all the pills you want, right?
Yeah, I mean, we kept hearing these stories over and over because, you know, we were curious, because the pills aren't coming from in there. They're not coming from Wyoming County, West Virginia. They're coming in from the outside, from North Carolina, from Washington, D.C., from the pill mills in Florida. So, you know, that was one of the things we were really curious about. And we kept hearing the same story over and over. You pay this doctor in such and such town this amount of money and he hands you a prescription. And it's really crazy that, you know, the whole system is flawed in so many ways.
And they go to their local Walgreens or pharmacy and get these prescriptions filled?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of places to get them filled, that's for sure.
As you've done this film and in the months since you finished it and have been waiting for it to be released on Monday, have you heard about other towns that have similar problems?
Yeah, you know, Paul, it's interesting that you ask me that, because, you know, now doing national media for this for the first time, and when we were doing Tribeca Film Festival, you wouldn't believe how many people were seeing this film and it was reminding them of their situation where they grew up in other small towns across the country and into Canada. We were hearing people saying, "Oh, you wouldn't believe how much this resembles my hometown in California or Wyoming or fill in the blank." So, you know, I think when we set out to make this, we were showing that this was a microcosm for an epidemic that's really spreading throughout this country.
How much of a factor is boredom in this problem?
You know, it's some would say it's a really easy excuse. I know for me, if I was living there, it would play a big part in whether I did drugs or not. There's not much to do in terms of, you know, the things that big city people think of, malls and movie theaters and all that type of stuff. But there are a lot of other things to do. There are ways to occupy yourself. I mean, it's some of the most beautiful, it's some of the most beautiful nature I've ever been in. And there's ATV trails and there's all kinds of things that you can do in the outdoors. But, you know, the residents do complain that there's nothing to do here. And a lot of times they turn to drugs.
And in that way, they have a lot of similarity to crime-riddled urban areas where there's no youth center for anybody to go and play ball or do anything. And you got young people who are desperate for something that will make them feel good. And if they can't find an activity to give them some sort of physical high, all right, somebody's got pills, let's try that.
Exactly. And I think that there's a miseducation as to the step up that people are taking addiction-wise when they're doing that. That, you know, smoking a joint or having a beer is one thing, but getting involved with these types of pills, it's a whole different ballgame. And you can end up addicted very, very quickly. And you know, you see people's lives go down the tubes. And it's just really unfortunate.
Is the movie going to be hitting big theaters, or is it just going to be rent and download starting Monday?
Well, you know, we're still open to those types of things. Coming out of Tribeca and the few screenings that we did, I was shocked how much it was resonating with audiences. And you know, there was a sense of urgency to get this out to the people that want to see it. And to me, the quickest and best way to do that was through the Internet. So,
well, Oxiana.com is the website. Sean Dunn won the Best New Documentary Director Award at the 2013 Tribeca Film Festival. It's called Oxiana. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thanks again, Paul.
This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.